This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Just so you know, Andy, I don't hear anything coming from you right now. I time that okay? Thank you. I don't know if I'll be able to do that again, though. So feel free to send me the feed. All right. Once again, let me do a little disclaimer. Got a lot of construction going on in my neighborhood. On top of that, we had weather from Hurricane Harvey coming in and messing everything up. So things on top of things just messed quite a few things up. So I apologize for that one. But I want to talk about something that happened nearly 4 years ago this month. This is September, so 4 years ago this month, a Somali militant group called Al-Shabaab carried out an assault on the Westgate Mall in Kenya in one of the worst terrorist attacks in that country's history. There was 4 young Al-Shabaab members. They stalked the halls and the stores of the upscale Nairobi shopping center, and they murdered at least 67 people. And news of the attack made headlines all over the place. It was gigantic. It was one of these things that everybody's been very concerned about for a long time happening here. Now, much of the reporting was very confused and contradictory, mirroring the litany of false and misleading statements made by Kenyan authorities. The Interior Minister said there was 10 to 15 gunmen, and that 2 or 3 of them were Americans, and together they took hostages and used heavy explosives and pulled off a 3-day siege, according to other government sources. Except none of that actually happened. No. The assault on the Westgate Mall lasted a few hours, and all of the killing took place in the first hour. And while the government, when the call went out about everything, while the government was prevaricating about what to do, it also went out to all of the licensed gun carriers in Nairobi. And a lot of licensed gun carriers went out there. Apparently in Nairobi, or in Kenya, the pistol of choice is called a Seiska, and that's actually made by CZ. It is basically the CZ-75, so good pistol to be carrying around. The Kenyan security forces did eventually enter the building. When they finally did, they did manage to shoot each other more than once, and they went on an armed looting spree that resulted in the collapse of the rear of the building, destroyed with a rocket-propelled grenade. The 4 gunmen were all buried in the rubble, along with much of the forensic evidence. During the 3.5 hours that they were loose, the government didn't do anything about that. But most of the killing was done in the first hour because a bunch of civilian gun owners ran in there and started engaging them, handguns to AKs. And they formed a little unlikely coalition of people that got out there. And it didn't matter, some were black, some were white, it didn't matter. They were licensed civilian gun owners. They went in there, and they went and got as many of the people as they could out of there. And they probably saved hundreds of people. 67 people died. When they first started their killing, they were on the top of the rooftop parking garage, and they would shoot people. And if somebody would walk up to them and prove to them that they were Muslims, they would let them go. They had a little litmus test going. If they asked the question and you were not a Muslim, they would shoot you. They left people littered all over the place. A lot of the guys that went in there, a lot of the civilian gun owners that went in there and engaged them, got shot. And being shot with an AK is not, it's not a weekend in the park. That is an enormous round. It's going to tear a bunch of you off. You're not going to be looking the same when you get done with that. And knowing all of this, they still went in there. And I was asking myself this question today. Would I do that? Am I that good? Would I respond that way? Now, here in the United States, I would hope that there would not be 3.5 hours of undisrupted havoc going on in an attack site. Now, to this end, I've been thinking that I needed something a little higher capacity than the average bear. And, of course, sworn off Glocks. I mean, I have Glocks, but they're agency Glocks. But I'm still looking for something a little heavier as far as capacity. And I'm batting 1,000. I went out, and after I went from the Glock, I went to the SIG P320, which in about 2 or 3 months, that is going to still be the best pistol out there in its price point, bar none, when that new enhanced trigger is all over the place on it, and they're taking care of business and everything. But right now, you know, that's 60 days away. I have the HK VP9, but it is a 15-round gun. I was going to do an experiment, but I went sort of crazy with it because I decided to get the Janik TP9 SFX, which is it's like a box of Wheaties, but the gun holds 21 rounds. And then today, of course, since this is why I'm saying I'm batting 1,000, I found out today that there's been another that's been a safety recall. Janik is calling, Century Arms is calling those back. So today that went back, and I am now going to be rocking and testing between the H&K VP9 and the CZP09, the 19-rounder. It's been 30 years since I've held a CZ. I know about their reputation. I have shot them, and that part is always an issue when you got to reestablish all that stuff. It is a hammer-fired gun, after all. I'm out. This makes two. Got the Nighthawk, and now I got the CZ with 20 rounds on tap. So with two magazines, I'm carrying almost the same amount of rounds as I would be with the Agency Arms Glock 19. And it's because I was thinking about this, because I read the stories of some of these gun guys, some of these civilians that ran up there. Some of them went there knowing they only had the magazine and their gun. Some of them own body armor because, you know, they live in Kenya. But they went up there without thinking. And they got engaged in the fight. And firepower does matter in something like that. And I keep wondering when something like that is going to happen here. But I still ask myself this question. Am I that good? Am I good enough? Am I as good as those guys were? I mean, the answer to it is just training. I just have to train more. I have to train with all the platforms I have. I have to just hone that skill. And then that question answers itself. But the question is present. And look into that. Horrible. But it's something that people like me and you, we were the ones that stopped it, except they were in Nairobi, Kenya. We'll be right back. When we get back, I got a question about Mad Dog Mattis. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
I've got a concern. James Mad Dog Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, the former Marine Commandant, he's made a couple of moves which can only be explained by him being ill-intentioned, not misinformed, not mistaken, wrong. And for the wrong reasons. First, in written testimony in his Senate confirmation hearings, he stated that climate change is impacting stability in areas of the world where our troops are operating today. So Mattis believes in global warming. Now, I have no illusions. I know that generals, especially big generals, generals with big commands and big positions, are politicians. I get that. The wonderful thing about global warming is that it is a basic litmus test for our public officials, especially when you find someone you know, so well-read as General Mattis. Now, for the low-info voter, when they say they believe in that, I fully get it, because they're getting their news from the newspapers and the magic box, so they can be forgiven for thinking and stating that global warming is real and happening. General Mattis should have read up on this enough to know that it is a discredited scam, and then decided he would come out as a true believer anyway, knowing full well the political consequences of that. Global warming was his, the Obama motif. And in his global warming stance, General Mattis may have declared his allegiance to the old regime. And then there's a matter of Ann Patterson, who as U.S. ambassador to Egypt from 2011 to 2013, was an enthusiastic supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Egyptian people hated her while she was there, hated her as much as they hated Obama. She was fully on board with Obama's desire for Islamists to take over the Middle East, and despite knowing this, as he must have done, Mattis nominated her for the post of Undersecretary of Defense for policy. Why would any intelligent person do that unless they had some ulterior motive, which is completely at odds to the goals of the Trump administration? If you can judge a man by the company that he keeps, Mattis scores very poorly on that one, too. He's currently the Secretary of Defense. General John Nicholson is in charge of the Afghanistan campaign. General Joseph Dunford is chairman of the Joint Chiefs. General Jovis Vodal is commander of CENTCOM. Back in 2007, when Colonel Nicholson was in charge of Task Force Spartan, which had responsibility for a patch of Afghanistan that included a village called Badikat, on March 4th, 2007, a Marine Special Operations Company, Fox Company, was ambushed at Badikat. They successfully fought their way out of the engagement and returned to base, whereupon they found that they were falsely accused of indiscriminately killing civilians. Within days, Fox Company was ordered out of the war zone under a cloud of shame. And in May of 2007, then-Colonel Nicholson addressed the Pentagon press corps via satellite from Afghanistan, saying that what the Marine unit had done in Badikat represented a stain to our honor and a terrible, terrible mistake. Then later exonerated by a court of inquiry at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, the Marines of Fox Company had their reputations and careers ruined for something that never happened. So now General Nicholson, who used an opportunity to thrash the reputations of those under his command so as to appear virtuous, he has advanced his own career. His chief enabler at the time was Vodal, then Deputy Commander of Regional Command, Mattis, then CENTCOM Commander, and Dunford, then ISAF Commander, who were also involved in the witch hunt. And in 2016, General Nicholson told the Senate Armed Services Committee that since 9/11, the U.S. campaign in Afghanistan has largely defined my service. So that is 17 years of failure and counting. Trump, like Lincoln, is going to have to keep firing his generals until he gets someone who's on his side. Tillerson, Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State. He also chose poorly on the subject of global warming. As the CEO of Exxon and an engineer himself, he would have had access to some very good analyses on the subject and have been aware of the political goals of the warmers in destroying the wealth of his shareholders and countrymen. But as one of Lenin's useful idiots, he became a promoter of global warming hysteria and applied Exxon's considerable resources to that end. And that's understandable in that a lot of CEOs this day are heavily into virtue signaling, but not forgivable. And let's go ahead and revisit his role in bringing gay troop leaders to the Boy Scouts of America in 2013. Gay people are parts of humanity. and will be with us till the end of time, have been as well. But only someone with an aberrant moral compass would think they should be left in charge of young men, especially the ones who want to be troop leaders. And he hasn't done anything wonderful as Secretary of State yet, and his current trajectory is unlikely to, you know, improve. So President Trump has enough momentum from inspiring appointments, like such as Scott Pruitt, to head the EPA. He can start changing out people who he shouldn't have chosen in the first place. You know, the whole thing. Mattis has a mystique about him. He's like Patton, in a way. Sort of. That doesn't make him, you know, we know what he says to the, we know what he says to the press, and we, what keeps you up at night, General? Nothing keeps me up at night. I keep them up at night. I keep other people up. Okay, all right, I get you. I feel you, General. All right, that's a pretty good soundbite. I like it a lot. Let's look at what you're really doing, though. This whole global warming thing, and some of these guys that he's been around, generals, you know, with a field-grade officer, okay, up to colonel. These are guys that are in the field, hence the term. They are there. They're getting their hands dirty. Once they get a star, things change. They become administrators. They become politicians. So I get that General Mattis is a politician. That doesn't mean that everything he does is forgivable just because he's colorful. I'm beginning to think we may be able to do a little bit better. I'm still waiting to see a unified team. I'm hoping against hope that the president maintains his agenda despite all of this establishment stuff that people are trying to force upon him. Because that's what we voted him in there to do. And if Mattis is not a part of that, that's fine. I don't care. He is cool. He's colorful. He's problematic. I don't know that this is something we can afford to have going forward, to where we're going to sit back and let this cat say something about global warming when that's not in his lane. Somebody asks him about global warming. I don't even know what the Department of Defense needs to do with global warming anyway. I'm sure they'd be like, well, this is about national security. Sure it is, if it existed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. One thing I need to tell you, while I was not on the air last night, I was in a very, very important meeting as well that we went ahead and did. And it actually happened earlier in the day, but between that and the internet issues, that's part of what kept me off the air yesterday. This show is about to change in a really good way. There's going to be some of you that there's going to be some light bulbs go off, not because of, and listen, everything that I have done up to this point, about everything that I have commented on lately, has been out of my opinion. And that is what this is all going to be leading to, these opinions I've had up to this point. So, when you start hearing things, well, that's going to enable me to do a few things I've been wanting to do for quite some time. And the whole presentation, well, at least online, the online presentation, when you go to the website, all of that's going to change. All of the things I'm bringing online is going to change. The radio show is going to be the radio show. That's the radio show. Perseveres. As a matter of fact, I have gotten so disgusted with the way the internet runs around here. In March, I'm moving out of here. I just moved here in April. I'm moving out of here in March. When my lease is up, I'm done. I'm gone. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go out and try to set off a few, you know, well-timed explosives, cause a couple of wrecks, some other things, just to see how the internet runs in these places I'm going to move in, because I'm tired of missing stuff. So, just a little thing out there for you. Carpetbagger Terry McAuliffe, Governor Terry McAuliffe, his effort to evade responsibility for the shocking violence in Charlottesville is very implausible now. He no longer can claim any of the things, because he and his local authorities were warned. They were warned of the propensity for violence. And yet, they allowed, if not forced, the two violence-prone parties into such close proximity as in making bodily contact that violence was a near certainty. Coming from Politico, we get this. The Department of Homeland Security issued a confidential warning to law enforcement authorities 3 days, August the 9th, before the deadly August the 12th Charlottesville protest rally, saying that an escalating series of clashes had created a powder keg that would likely make the event among the most violent to date between white supremacists and anarchists. Well, that's probably very true, because there had been nothing like that up to this point. Antifa, where Antifa was popping up and around and everything, they weren't facing any opponents. They were just beating up casual stands, you know, people standing by or blocking traffic or something. I saw something. I'm not going to get into that. They were issued a very clear warning that the violence in Charlottesville would come, as President Trump was widely criticized for saying, from both sides. And as quoted by Politico, the DHS assessment issued 3 days ahead of the Clarksville incident read, "Anarchist extremists and white supremacist extremists online are calling on supporters to be prepared for or to instigate violence at the 12 August rally." So, now Charlottesville and Virginia, the local authorities there, They appear to be engaged in a game of semantics about whether a stand-down order was issued to police that day, leading to escalation of the violence between the left-wing Antifa and the neo-Nazis. Even before the report of this DHS warning, it was very clear that the Virginia officials played a role in the passivity of the police on the scene, where multiple accounts reported violence breaking out with no early arrests being made. And there was a lack of standard public safety protocol, seeming almost to encourage the expected violence. And that goes all the way up the chain of command. A statement issued by Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe on the day of the violence announced, emphasis being mine, "We have maintained close contact with the Virginia State Police, the Virginia National Guard, the Virginia Department of Emergency Management, and other state and local officials on the ground in Charlottesville, and I agree that the situation in Charlottesville warrants an emergency declaration by me in order to aid the city and county law enforcement in their efforts to restore public safety and order in the city of Charlottesville and surrounding area. In the days and weeks leading up to this event, my administration engaged in extensive planning and preparation to ensure that the rally in Charlottesville would be held in a safe and lawful manner." I can't say what I'm thinking. They're trying to whitewash their culpability here about their plans and orders. City officials in a power and blame squabble have leaked memos that fail to even mention Antifa in their ideologically driven negligence. The leftist public official slackers in Charlottesville have hired a politically connected Obama appointee under Eric Fast and Furious Holder to conduct an independent investigation. Then Politico quotes retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent James Gagliano, who said, "It is unconscionable that with so much advance notice of the declared intentions of extremist groups from the left and right vowing to descend upon Charlottesville, that law enforcement was not better prepared." Guess what, McAuliffe and Virginian Commonwealth? The lawyers right now are trying to keep from having the vapors over the thought of all these lawsuits that are about to be pounding you. And the city of Charlottesville under the legal doctrine of negligence or state-created danger. And there may be some federal civil rights violations right for a Department of Justice investigation if Jeff Sessions can act quickly enough to preserve some evidence. Charlottesville was a staged event for a political purpose to attack Donald Trump and conservatives as racists. And the false narrative even underlying those claims appears to be worse than originally suspected. Then coming from Thomas Lipson, we get this. McAuliffe has been acting like someone with something to hide. He praised the local authorities for a magnificent job as the rest of the nation reeled from the horrific, even lethal violence that resulted from the police channeling the two groups together in a tight space. He falsely claimed that local authorities were outgunned. State police denied this assertion that weapons caches were secreted around the city, in effect calling him a liar. When asked to denounce Antifa, took the approach that earned President Trump hysterical denunciations, blaming both sides, but unlike the president, refusing to name names. Despite denials of a stand-down order, it's become obvious even to the ACLU that police were kept from doing their jobs, and violence was allowed to unfold before the nation as the media did their job of blaming conservatives and President Trump for the actions of the neo-Nazis. From a Twitter feed, clashes between protesters and counter-protesters, police says will not intervene until given command to do so. This is an out-and-out disgrace. An out-and-out disgrace. Everybody from the police chief up should go. Everybody from the police chief up, that all of these elected officials, they should be prosecuted. I hope Virginia is bankrupted. Because a young lady, I don't know which side she came down on, but she's dead. She's dead. Because two factions were allowed to mix together like two binary components, and they exploded. And that is just not something we can allow. That kind of violence for a political gain. They deserve whatever they get. I hope McAuliffe enjoys it. I hope Siner enjoys it. We need a very fast federal investigation. It needs to be thorough and speedy, and it needs to go up certain points of contact with a microscope. Pull it all apart, and at the end of the day, they need to actually do something with what they find. Hey, when we get back, the universities are finding out what it means when you coddle the Antifa. This is Lock and Load.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Is Lock and Load. Some of these colleges are out there, the ones that have been allowing all of this nonsense to occur on campus. They've come to a conclusion that I don't think they actually, you would think you'd have a little foresight on something. The problem with any college that is one of these liberal leftist indoctrination centers is that when they reveal themselves to be that, some of these parents are not going to send their children there. If their children are already there, that's one thing. It's quite another thing if they haven't got there yet. So, let me give you a couple of announcements. First off, we got one from the administration of the Evergreen State College in Washington. They have announced that they have a $2.1 million budget shortfall due in part to a drop in enrollment in the institution, is handing out temporary layoff notices as they try to figure out how to balance the books. Fall 2017-2018 registration is down 5% from 3922 to 3713. But the problem is nearly all the students they lost are non-residents who traditionally pay a much higher tuition to attend. And they explained in the memo, a copy of which was obtained by the College Fix. And then they looked at where the layoffs are coming. Turns out being nationally recognized for unhinged progressive students who are allowed by cowardly administrators to run amok doesn't pay off. The administrators there seem to hate being criticized, and rather than change their behavior, they lash out. It wouldn't, would surprise me if the reason for some of the drop-off is their notoriety as a bastion for politically correct lunatics. They've already done a lot of damage to the values that once animated scholarship and higher education. Putting political goals above the disinterested search for the truth and open consideration of facts is not what education is supposed to be. The damage is welcomed by the left as they see it paving the way for their political dominance. But the reflexive backing of and or failure of discipline for radical students who attack or intimidate conservatives is starting to hurt those institutions who surrender to the left. And that is becoming widely known. The significant impact financially of the surrender to the left even has a name. They call it the Mizzou effect. After the serious decline experienced by the University of Missouri, after it caved to radical demands from black students and a professor who was videotaped calling for muscle to eject a reporter, becoming an icon for intolerance and thuggery on campus. At Mizzou, University of Missouri, they have the smallest incoming class since 1999. And overall, the enrollment is down by more than 2,000 students, which is basically almost a high school, to 33,200. They've taken 7 dormitories out of service. Plumbing and support has also cost jobs. In May, they announced that they would lay off as many as 100 and eliminate 300 more positions through retirement and attrition. 400 jobs lost altogether. They reduced their library staff and cut 50 cleaning and maintenance jobs. Their football season drew 13,000 fewer attendees than in 2015, local media reported, and during basketball games, one-third of the seats were empty. They say their team's losing streaks have driven away fans, but, you know, they're in the middle of a PR nightmare. Then we go to the University of California, Berkeley, which touts themselves as being the leading public university in the world. They're also the most toxically progressive and the most violent. They basically started, you know, citywide fires over Milo Yiannopoulos and Ben Shapiro. I don't know why I want to keep calling him Milo. I don't know. Turns out that the most lucrative students, those who apply from out of state and overseas, pay roughly triple the tuition that California students pay. They have stopped applying in the numbers they used to. This had to be found out from the University of Colorado, where they're relatively sane. University of Colorado President Bruce Benson spoke Saturday about Berkeley's flattering imitation being before presenting an award to the Steamboat Institute's 9th annual Freedom Conference and Festival. Benson had no idea whether another violent left-wing melee would erupt the next day just 3 blocks from the Berkeley campus. They honored Benson with his Courage in Education Award last year, and he was on hand to give this year's award to Lafayette College Assistant Professor Brandon Van Dyke. So, the Daily Californian reported in April that UC Berkeley's international applications declined this year for the first time in more than a decade, as well as out-of-state domestic applications. Writing for USA Today, University of Tennessee law professor Glenn Harlan Reynolds said universities harm their brands by accommodating unreasonable demands of activists. They do it in more ways than one. Listen, a lot of these colleges rely on alumni. And I know that, like here, I know a lot of alumni that went to Clemson. And they're looking at Clemson with this guy that was out there saying that everybody that voted for Trump is a supremacist and that they've renounced their, you know, their clearly wayward ways. And most people I know haven't, so we're still going down that path. That kind of thing doesn't just happen for free. There's, you know, for every action, there's an equal but opposite reaction. And they are creating for themselves an unsustainable bubble. Because colleges and universities compete for students. And they have to have students coming in on a regular basis in order to keep paying their professors and their administrators and their support staff. You do have a relative handful of very well-endowed institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Princeton that are so financially secure and still have residual prestige sufficient to attract full enrollments, but they account for less than 1% of total enrollment. For the rest, sooner or later, even the well-educated fools on campus will realize that caving into progressives are going to cost them jobs. And sooner or later, Burlington College, which closed its doors after Bernie Sanders' wife drove it into insolvency with their reckless and possibly fraudulent real estate deals, will be joined in their suicide by other colleges that cannot attract enough students to stay afloat. Think about it. Think about being a college professor and you fought for years and years and years to get tenure. What good is that going to do if they close the university, prof? Especially if they go bankrupt. They're going to close their doors, you won't have your job, and they'll owe you money. Oh. Voltaire had a very ironic commentary that can actually be transposed to academia. and it applies well to the survival of colleges. In this country, it is wise to kill an admiral from time to time to encourage the others. Colleges, high schools, I don't even know why they're involved in the game of politics. I don't know why, to be honest with you, I don't know why anybody who doesn't have to be in politics gets into politics. Because, let me explain this for you. If you are a parent and you're sending your child to school, you're paying for that school some way or another. They may have a really nice scholarship, which most don't. In that case, your child's either going to take on some very crippling student debt, or you're going to pay for it. Why wouldn't you send them somewhere that is purely going to teach them? I know that college is an experience, and you know, you got to have that experience. Everybody wants that experience. But listen, what about the education? What are we paying for? If I go to a car dealership, okay, I know a couple of car dealers in my local town. I know a couple of some very upscale car dealers. If I go in there looking to buy a car, I don't care if they give me a nice cup of coffee. I'm there to buy the car. I don't care how they dress. I don't care, you know, all I care about is how much I'm paying for the car. What kind of deal am I getting? What kind of accommodations am I getting? And what am I going to get after I make this deal? What do I get to walk back in and get later? If I need it. College should just be for one thing. It should be to go there and get an education, play football, whatever it's going to be. You know, that's it. All this political nonsense, they need to stay out of it just once and for all. They just need to do that. We're going to roll into hour number two right now. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.